Hashem Yada Mech Kreyara to Seyafay Sarim Lai. For in his power, all the hidden mysteries of the earth and the mountain summits are his. The Radak says the Mech Kreyarets are the depths of the earth, which means that Hashem is the master of every part of the universe, and the lowest to the highest, Hashem is in total control. But if you look a little bit deeper, the word Mechkar certainly has that connotation in modern Hebrew, but even in classical Hebrew. It's like V'ligdulasa in Cheker. Literally, the word mechkar means examination or investigation. Therefore, the Meiri explains that there are many natural phenomena that defy human logic and investigation. There are things that we just don't understand. Yet Hashem understands every aspect of nature. Similarly, Hashem examines the depths of every human heart and knows man's deepest thoughts. Hashem yada mechkarei aretz. So all the hidden mysteries of the earth, whether it's the mysteries of science, whether it's the mysteries of the human psyche, Hashem knows everything. And the mountain summits are his. What is a mountain height? Mount Everest. Almost inaccessible to mankind. The only way you're going to climb Everest is with great effort and the correct equipment. And therefore, the mountains represent power. Therefore, the Ibn Ezra explains that really, pshat in this pasuk, asher biyado mech kri aretz v'sayaf es harim lai, means that all knowledge and power are in his hands. Start to appreciate Hashem's greatness. The importance of stopping and thinking for a second and realizing we don't know everything. We're limited, we're finite. We're human beings. There's so little that we really know. Hashem's knowledge is infinite. Alternatively, there are those that explain the mountain summits. It's a figurative phrase. It's referring to high and mighty monarchs whose hidden mysteries and plots are unknown to common men, but are revealed to Hashem, who knows everything. Either which way, perhaps as we go into Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that defies logic. It doesn't make sense that you can take off a seventh of your income, or maybe even more. It doesn't make sense in logical terms just to stop and let go. That's Hashem's wisdom. And Hashem's wisdom is borne out by our experience. You just can't compare the life of a Shomer Shabbos to someone that isn't. The sense of tranquility, the sense of meaning, purpose, connection, community. It's all part of Hashem's cheker. He understands what's best for us. Try and explain that to someone that is not yet zoicha to be a Shomer Shabbos. He understands how the world works. He understands we need a day off. Well, not really a day off, to be perfectly honest. Shabbos is a day of connection to him. And therefore, there's nothing more important than that. A day when we can ponder these ideas, when we can connect to these ideas. Understand that Hashem knows everything. We're not in control, and he certainly is.